called, this is Rabbi Leib Taub, and he will give over his memories of Rabbi Aaron Cutler Zal.
I came to Lakewood in the year was Tavshin Vav. It was about Hay Tammuz, Vav Tammuz, which was about the beginning of the summer. And I came to the Rosh Yeshiva, and he gave me a fahair, and he did accept me into the yeshiva. I had gone through the Torah V'Das, and I had was in the high yeshiva in Torah V'Das, and I decided to come to Lakewood, and I came to the Rosh Yeshiva's house. It was on the west side. Rabbi, and on the Blatch year, was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. I learned by him a year's time, and he had said the last year, right at the end of the, right at, I heard the last year, and after, and we also heard Rabbi Reuven Grozovsky, but he used to say just once a week. And when Rabbi Yaakov finished his shiur, I came to the Roshiva, he gave me a faher, and he accepted me, and I came for the summer, the remainder of the summer of Tavshin Vav. I came, we were learning Bava Metzia at the time, and Lakewood was very new to me. When I came the first night, there was no room, and there was no available bed, so I was invited to sleep in the Roshiva's room, and there, being I was in the room, I looked at one of the swarms that were there, and that happened to be Ari Yisrael, which is about describing the whole Rabbi Sos Salanta and the whole Muslim movement by his Talmud Muvik, Rabbi Tzol Petterburger. And there I saw about Musar, Musar Bespailis. And the next day when I entered the yeshiva, I knew a little what was Musar and what was Musar Bespailis because of what I heard that night. So I was very grateful for that. When I heard the Roshiva's shiur, I wasn't at all prepared. I had finished Torah V'Das, but I wasn't prepared for the Roshiva's shiur. Even though I might have known the Indian, but the Roshiva spoke so rapidly, and so everything went so fast that I just couldn't grasp what was being said over here. And it took me quite a while to be able to understand the shiur, but Baruch Hashem, eventually I did hear the shiur. The yeshiva was the Ruach Chaim in the yeshiva. Actually, when we came, there was no mashgiach here. So the yeshiva, the Hanogasa yeshiva, was through Gaboim. If you wanted to go away, there were the Gaboim, or there were Vadim, there was no mashgiach, so there was Musa. And the Yungalite here said the Musa, and the Gaboim would apparently appoint who would say the Musa, and that was the Hanogasa Yeshiva was through the Gaboim. It was right after the war, Tavshin Vav, and the Yeshiva was very much involved with the Vat Atzol at the time, and also apparently with the finances of the Yeshiva. They rested mostly on him. There was a Rabbi Rubinstein at the time, but I presume that the main burden of the finances was on the yeshiva. So he did divide the week between Lakewood and New York. So he would come at the end of the week and he would say two shiurim, one usually on Shabbos, and then one the next day or 2 days later. He was the Ruach Chaim of the yeshiva. The yeshiva lifted up the bachur. When he used to enter the Beis Medrash, it was an aliyah for the bachur. And he was like the Ruach Chaim. He gave a Ruach Chaim into them. The bachur tried to understand what the yeshiva wanted over here and how much he wanted. And even by just being there, there was a tremendous chizuk for the whole olam. We had a very small olam at the time. Maybe there were 20 bachurim and about 15 yungalite at the time. Maybe 25 bachurim, I don't know exactly the count. But we were a very small olam,
And who would have dreamt that from such a small island that the Lakewood, which was, there were very few Bnei Teira here, or Shemit HaYomitzis, there were very few. Lakewood was mostly hotels. Who would have thought that Lakewood would become the Lakewood of today? The Reshiva apparently was, he had a teva, I get it, like ain't a meshiv of Bnei Teira. Nothing stood in his way. He didn't leave anything to stand in his way. The shiurim were fantastic. If you heard a shiur, it wasn't just a thought to understand a svara, but the shiur was in there, and you had on one side the Balei Tesvis, and the other side was Rashi, and how did the Rambam go, this sugya, that sugya, the other sugya. So you felt you were between the Rishayim, you were between the Balei Tesvis. This Balei Tesvis went this way, this one went that way, and what did the Rambam do? It was something I have never I had never experienced, and it was very, very uplifting. The yeshiva itself, the younger light who were here and the bachim who were here, also were very mechubot. They were mechubotim. Lakewood itself was a place. It was a site. The yeshiva was towards the end of the city. It was b'mnucha, b'sholem, b'shalva. And what a person got here in Lakewood was the spirit of being completely immersed in Torah. And that was what the Reshiva really wanted, and that's what he really said, and that's what he really gave. The Reshiva did many things. I don't know exactly how many. The yeshiva all he knew was learning. So the yeshiva, however, was involved with other things. But foremost, he was a ben teira. He was learning and he was interested in learning. The Tishin Shabbos was something that one does not experience. I have never seen what I've seen by the yeshiva's table. I've never seen anywhere else. We came Friday night, and the Rashiva made Kiddush, and we washed, made Hametzi, and then the meal was served. But the Seder was that the Yungalite didn't have the Rashiva the whole week, and they would ask the Rashiva one thing, two things, three things. So several questions were asked, and then there was a big pilpul around the questions, the Rashiva's answer, and the discussion about the answer. One question, two questions, and three questions. That was during the first meal. The second meal was in the morning. In the morning, the questions went on the Chumash, on the Parshas HaShavuah. One question, two questions, three questions. So naturally, in Parshas HaShavuah, there was this sugya, that sugya, this mesichta, that mesichta. The pella of it is, I don't recall that a Shiva should ever be at loss in the Indian. Most of the answers they gave were right on the spot. Sometimes he used to ask to see a sefer, but most of the time he answered right away. His breadth of knowledge and the width of his knowledge was a tremendous thing. In the shiurim with the Rambams, the Rambam could have been Moksha Ma'ed. But the Rashiva always found an eitz. There was always an eitz and always a derech how to understand the Rambam. The Rashiva in his Mila d'Alma also, this his derech in Torah helped him in his Mila. That's what I think. In his Mila d'Alma, that there was nothing, he didn't, nothing fazed him, and nothing stood in his way, and he overturned this stone, that stone, and he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. We built a new building on Forest, on 7th and Forest. The yeshiva bought a hotel and it was renovated, and we made a new Beis Medrash. There was a Chanukah Sabayis in that Beis Medrash. The yeshiva, at the outset, he was the first speaker, and he said, the tachlis of the yeshiva of Lakewood. What is the tachlis? So he said the tachlis was to to give out Rabbonim who could write shuvas, either Bikveger wrote a shuva, or other some Sefer wrote a shuva, to be able to write shuvas. So he wanted to lift up the Eilam to the very pinnacle, the very top of learning. Elef Nechnoch Nosim Lemikra Avech Yitzleira, that was the taklis of the Lakewood Yeshiva. The Yeshiva Shiurim, when he said his shiur, when he was finished with his shiur, he never had, it was never a problem to go over and ask him that you're being matred to him, that it's too hard for him, or it's too much bother for him. He would always say over, b'seiv upon him your face, he would tell you over once, twice, whatever you wanted to hear, he would say it over. You asked him one point, he would say, he would say before and later in order to explain this year. And it was something that was benegei b'chayav, the importance he gave to it, the chshivas he gave to it. And if a person argued with it, it was as if you're stealing his child. And the later there was a big vikuach. It wasn't zokstazay. The chshiv by him is given kilo nekel chayav. Dvorim gashmiin never seemed to be ups, and he had a chshivas before the yeshiva, his achila, his shtia, all these things were done derech agav. He sacrificed very much. He was a half a week here, half a week there, so it came out that he lived the Shabbos, he came, and his Rebbetzin, as old as Yom HaLichtige Gan Eden, she stood in New York. There were three girls at the time, and she took care there. And the Rashiva used to come mostly, he used to come alone. So he was, he came and he sacrificed. For Shabbos he was away. And he never thought that there was a sacrifice here. The Inyan was so big. He was also, didn't see, it was if a bacher wanted to go away, it is given by a man. Why is he leaving? Why is he going away? How is he leaving over Chayim? To him, he encouraged the Indian of learning after Chasana. And this was something new in America, to learn after being married. There wasn't the Mitzvahs. What Taylor meant, it was such a great thing by the Yeshiva, that he encouraged, if you were Shaykh to the Indian, the yeshiva encouraged you very much to stay on. And the yeshiva, the yeshiva was the one that raised the fund. So the ilam got larger and larger, which was a bigger ilam. But he always encouraged people to come, to stay, to learn. And this is what brought the Inyan of Kalel, the importance of Kalel to America. It was the ruach of the yeshiva that really did it. His ruach was instilled into all those that came in his circle, and Vela, that brought up the Keren HaTehila in America. Now let me also say one thing. When they made the new Chanukah Sabayis here, for the new Beis Medrash, I don't recall already the year, it probably was about 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was after Yeshiva's Petita. So Rav Shneur Zecher Lebracha spoke about Lakewood then. Then one younger man got up and said that the Yeshiva transferred what was in Europe, he transferred here. So another younger man after him said that's not really the case. That they transfer what was there to what was here. Here you're taking other, you had other raw material here, you had other bochim, so it was, I scotched this completely. That the first time I heard the Yeshiva speak was at a meeting for Chizuk HaTorah. That was when I was still in Torah V'Das, before I came to Lakewood. So someone got up and said, as learning is something that's new here, so we have to do this, we have to do that. So the Shiva said, new?
Was heißt nu? Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda to Goshen. Like Pesach Yeshivim Avisenu, yeshivas were always here. And the Rashiva felt that this is what Klal Yisrael always had, and this is what they're going to have right there. But nevertheless, the yeshiva did take a different raw material and made and changed it. He worked with an American bacha. He didn't see any reason why can't the American bacha be like the European bacha. However, the truth of the matter is, in Europe, it's only the mitzuyonim were the ones that went to the kollel.
Mm-hmm.
But here in America, everyone that's royal car who has learned and learns till the wedding, it feels that it's his privilege to learn art. And this is what the Rashiva really, this is what he really urged here from his bochum, that they should stay. And this was like a natural thing, that if a bochum was shaykh to learning, he learned weiter. And this was made him the Ketan HaTeira. The Rashiva's influence in America was that was made the Ketan HaTeira, because the Teira was so choshev by him, and it became, he instilled this in all his talmidim. Okay.
Shkach, thank you very much, Rabbi Tau, for your words.